I got it all, yeah. Love that song. Thank you. One of my listeners sent it to me, and I just love it. It's great, great. Welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. All right, we're going to have a special guest today, Harmon Leon, and he will be calling midway through the show. So we'll just do a little fun until then. Okay.
Hi,
little
I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Coffee to be so handsome.
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one, roll, promote, jump to the town.
Dee Dee, we start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wowee, science?
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful, it's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two, murky, murky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew. What a wrangle made too.
Step three, drip, drip, drippity, drippity, drip.
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome Coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot Handsome Coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the Handsome Roasted Coffee Bean.
It's the Handsome Roasted Coffee Bean. Hello, Handsome.
Handsome Coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello, Handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good-lookingness.
Hey, I want to make some announcements here. Let's see. Oh, Hooters is having the Super Bowl February 4th. Oh, my gosh. New York City Hooters has 60 high-def flat-screen TVs, mouth-watering food, and if you go, you can enter to win a 55-inch HD TV. Now, the drawing's going to be held at halftime, and you got to be present to win. All right, that's Manhattan Hooters, 155 West 33rd Street across from Madison Square Garden. Bring the whole family. That way you can do two things at once, watch the game and be taking your family out for a great meal. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And the Mom and Pop Shop Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. You go to Tune In right here in Miramar and follow them on Facebook, the Mom and Pop Shop. Okay, I think that's how I got in. And later in the show, we're going to have Harmon Leon, and he's going to be talking about his new book. All right. But with that, in honor of the the SAG Awards, let's do some actor tributes here from after.
Meryl Streep is from the future. She has traveled back in time. She comes from a land where stars shine brighter, like Meryl shines in yours and mine.
Back in the future where Meryl's from, she's just an acting average Joe. But now that Meryl's here, there are no acting heights to which she can't go.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary people. Oh,
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine. Back in the future when Meryl was in high school, when she couldn't get into her drama club, she flew to the physics lab with fervor and snapped upon her rubber gloves.
Using lots of scientific physics, magic, Meryl grasped the hands of time.
And she fell into a wormhole, and now she's doing fine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary mortals.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Everybody, listen up.
Listen up.
Remember to give Meryl all of the awards, the accreditations, the roles, the paychecks.
Accreditations!
Because if she is in the slightest bit displeased, she will once again rip back the fabric of space and time.
Time!
To the very
time.
Beginnings of humanity when we climbed out of the primordial ooze. And she will merely dip in one big fucking toe.
Big toe!
Making us all a little bit Meryl, and then she will become Supreme Overlord of us all!
Ah! Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of fucking everything. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else.
Ah!
Don't turn back time and enslave all of humanity. Oh, Meryl
Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Because you shine, shine, shine. All right, Ian. Set to do your vocals. The studio musicians have already recorded their parts, and the choruses will be coming from the booth next door. You just wanted the same phrase repeating, right?
Right.
Okay. Are you set with your lyrics?
Yep. Just copied some stuff off of Wikipedia.
Great. Well, ready when you are.
Benedict Cumberbatch was born one English summer's day. In London, England, he was raised by Wanda and Timothy. Both were actors.
Cumberbatch.
That's quite loud.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I like it though.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
His first big breakthrough role was in 2004 when he portrayed the physicist Stephen Hawking. Not too long after this, he became a household name when solving crimes as Sherlock was his thing. With all his acting accolades and numerous awards, he never faltered from his goals or the pitfalls of fame. And though his name is so well known in mentioned households, they struggle to correctly say his name.
Benedict Cumberbatch, then he spoon crusty pants.
What?
Then in snap chocodile.
Oh, wait a second.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
His name came up again when in Star Trek he played the villain Khan, who apparently was both Indian and white. The Hobbit films all feature him as the great dragon Smaug, cause he's part dragon.
Wait, that isn't right.
His name is known throughout the land, heard both far and wide, as the true ruler of the kingdom of the Land of Oz. And soon he'll play young Doctor Strange for the Marvel film to bring more nerdy subjects to his cause.
From the fly cabbage patch,
oh, come on.
Eddie Cruz Crabby Crash,
what?
Engelbert Humperdinck,
Blanky
Sweat Cucumber.
Wait, what's going on here? I'm just singing what I'm given on this paper, how it's written. The one drawback to Cumberbatch, his wiki page looks like it's hacked. He plays the imitation game when he is done with chess. He's such a warhorse when it comes to folding his laundry. They say he shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And I hear tell his real name is B.
Basing that custard pie. Battering Balder Dash.
Really?
Flippity Hammer Dash.
I'm not saying anything.
Burger King Chicken Fries. And it's not clear as that.
Get the name right.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Thank you.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
There you go.
Alley-oo, Colin Bass.
No, it's...
Eggs.
Benedict Cumber...
Unbatch.
Dang it. Always fun. All right, we're waiting for a call in from Harmon Leon. And he's got a new book out. And Harmon is a journalist, comedian, and author of 6 previous books, including The Harmon Chronicles and A Republican Like Me, which both won independent publisher awards for humor. He's appeared on This American Life, The Howard Stern Show, MSNBC, Penn and Teller, Bullshit, Last Call with Carson Daly, and the BBC. He's performed critically acclaimed solo shows at venues around the world, including the Edinburgh Festival, Melbourne Comedy Festival, and Montreal's Just for Laughs. His writing can be found in Vice, The Nation, Esquire, OZ, National Geographic, The Guardian, Wired, and more. All right, so we're just waiting on his phone call. He should be in another minute or two. So you want to check that out. Okay, don't forget Hooters, February 4th. Always fun. Okay, let's see. Well, I'm got a minute and 16. I'm waiting for him to call in, and we'll just play something until then.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after 6, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada. When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2,
lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win. And step, and step, and hit, and hit. And clench, headlock, and dominate. And sway, and glide. And sway, and influence. Kick back, kick front. Dip in, and power play, power play. Apply negative pressure. You serve, positive power. Use leverage, hold tight. Liquidate all night. And feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch.
Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing the Nancy lambada. Arbitrage!
There you go. All right, hold on. Harmon's calling in, and he's calling in on the wrong number. Hold on. Let me just... Harmon, call in on the radio show number.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. He'll be right with us, ladies and gentlemen. Harmon Leon is calling in to talk about his new book. And as soon as he calls into the radio show number, we'll talk to him. Very interesting. I've seen him perform. He's an outrageous guy. He does... incredible things. And his new book is Meet the Deplorables. And I believe this was that's a two-man job here. And we're going to get him to talk about it as soon as he calls into the radio show number. All right. We're checking it out here. Let me find some more information for you. Okay. The Deplorables. Here we go. By Harmon Leon and Ted Rall. Infiltrating Trump America. They gave us the government we deserve. I didn't put U.S., but that would be good. Anyway, very interesting performer, does stories. He infiltrates these venues, and he goes in. And outrageous stuff occurs, so we're going to bring him on. I see now. I'm going to open up his mic. Harmon,
hello,
there you are.
Harmon.
Hi, just talking about you and your new book. Okay, The Deplorables. I told them all about you. I gave them a little preview. If you want to talk a little bit about Ted, your co-writer on the new book?
Yeah, absolutely. Ted Rall is a world-renowned political cartoonist. His work can be found, all across. He's a syndicated cartoonist and also political writer. So we've been wanting to do a book project for since I moved to New York about 5 years ago. And then finally we have Mr. Donald J. Trump in the White House. And we thought this would be the perfect opportunity to collaborate on a project. So basically I went out and I infiltrated several types of Trump supporters. Ted does the artwork. He sets up the introduction, does a little more editorializing on my infiltration exploit. So that's sort of the short answer of the whole book.
Yeah. I'm going to give a little background on it too, because you've done, and now is this part of the book, Visiting Anti-Muslim Hate Groups?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So,
at knocking on door-to-doors, canvasser for Trump, and and joining
yeah.
a conversion therapy group?
Oh, absolutely. So I just go undercover, and the book's sort of sectioned in five different types of Trump supporters, which I infiltrated. You know, the first part's just pure crazy Trump fanatics that, you know, love him as a pop culture icon, and they go out and went to this tattoo parlor in New Hampshire where they're giving away free Trump tattoos. So spend a day with, you know, Trump supporters getting Donald Trump's likeness inked onto their body for life. To, yeah, like your xenophobic racist types that we all hear about. But then also, you know, people who, due to economic circumstances, are out of work, and then see Trump as the great job creator, you know. So just trying to find out the motivations of what drew people to voting for Donald Trump.
Now, how would you describe this book? Would you say this is a parody or a comedy, or what grouping would you put it into?
It's not a parody. This is we're just trying to get humanize and satirize is how I like to put it.
Okay, so,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. You were talking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So basically, you know, we read about Trump supporters in the news, of course, and we try to have a one-dimensional picture of what they're all about. And I just try to dig a little bit deeper, you know, have a little bit of empathy for the character. Not to say that we are, you know, drawn to their ideology, which we are not, but just kind of try to figure out, you know, what are their motivations? What brought them to this horrific person that we know today as Trump?
Okay, so yeah, so a little bit of dignity there. So you're not bashing them or anything. You're just saying that, you know, you want to find out more, and it is really an interesting concept to go after what is the psyche that votes for a certain kind of person. Give us some highlights or some of the most interesting things you came upon.
So anyways, I've gone to everything from, like, you know, your basic anti-Muslim hate groups to sections just like on, you know, the NRA type don't take away our guns, to this group called the Oath Keepers and their kind of closed door meetings where, you know, they'll vote for anyone that, you know, supports NRA and gun rights, and they see any kind of curving of gun laws as, you know, two steps away from them being put in like 24/7 FEMA camps, like anything. To, gun ranges in Las Vegas where couples conceal their wedding vows by firing off assault weapons, to, you know, riding around with repo men in the middle of the night in Reno and legally stealing cars, seeing kind of like people firsthand of like, you know, okay, that's why they voted for Trump, is like, you know, he's the one that said he's going to turn around the economy, to just plain like silly ones that are like the First Church of Heavy Metal in Dayton, Ohio, where they worship by playing heavy metal at their church services.
Where do you
so
find
the whole
these
gamut.
Ones?
Well, there's little
where do you find these
Google.
People?
Yeah, I mean, I seek them out. So, you know, it's just, if you dig around, you can find them. And, you know, especially when you're trying to structure a book, you kind of like want to have a framework, and therefore that kind of makes it easier for your research.
Please mention your other books as well.
Yeah, so my last book was called The American Dream. I did that for Nation Books. That one I went out undercover in disguise and lived many people's perceptions of what they saw as the American Dream, from, you know, right-wing to left-wing, rich-poor to, like, carnies. It went everything from hanging out with carnies in Indiana to the Westboro Baptist Church in Kansas. So it went that full arc of extremes.
Now, when you go in, when you infiltrate, do you, you know, go in like, because you have an unusual look. So when you go in, do you go in like, well, I don't know what to say, shaved head or, you know what I'm saying?
No,
completely,
I mean,
incognito?
Yeah, obviously, of course. And that's part of the funny is like how I look to how I change my look. And if you see the book, you'll see like photos of me undercover with like right-wing groups looking just like them.
All right, listen, you. This is your fifth book?
It's my seventh.
Seventh book? All right, tell us about the other books, and where can we find all your books?
Yeah, so first of all, you can find the books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's available, you know, we have a premium hardcover copy of the book, and then we also have e-books available. You can find, you know, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, my website, HarmonLeon.com. And my other books were, you know, more of, again, one was called National Lampoon's Road Trip USA, where I went to the worst tourist destinations in America, to two other books on infiltrating extreme right-wing culture. To one, which was my first book, was just kind of just funny stuff like getting jobs at fast food restaurants with the intent of being hired and fired under 3 hours, you know, things like that.
This sounds kind of dangerous. What would you say the most dangerous infiltration you did was?
Well, probably something like the repo man when we're driving around Reno, Nevada, driving around with a repo man, and we're literally just legally stealing people's cars, driving up to their houses and, you know, taking their cars in the middle of the night because you kind of don't know what could happen.
Oh, my gosh. No, it sounds like a really good book. Let's see. Meet the Deplorables, Infiltrating Trump America. And this is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, both?
Yeah, absolutely. And then also my website. So we just got
and
that.
Give your website, Harmon.
Oh, harmonleon.com.
Harmonleon.com for more information. And do you have any performances coming up?
Yeah, I have a book release event on February 2nd at Pete's Candy Store in Brooklyn. So I believe that's Friday, 7 p.m. And we just got back this weekend for doing a little book tour around Pennsylvania.
And so for more information, go to harmonleon.com, and you have your schedule of events and where you can get the books or order them directly?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, we're winding down the last couple of minutes. Anything you want to add or promote?
No. The book is the main thing. That's what I mean. The official launch was like last week. So we're just looking forward to doing a book tour and having people read it. And would love if your listeners do read it and you have comments, you can also hit me up on Twitter at Harmon Leon.
At Harmon Leon on Twitter. Okay, everybody, Meet the Deplorables. Sounds like a fascinating, fun read, whether you're a Trump supporter or not. It's good to read everything. I have to say, was there anybody, because, I assume you're not a Trump supporter, but was there anybody that you met that was a Trump supporter that you really bonded with?
Well, I did like the guys at the First Church of Heavy Metal.
Yes. Okay.
They were nice folks. Yeah, and it's not my thing to be religious, but they chose to mix religion with heavy metal. So why not? That seems kind of fun.
That is thanks to you, I know it exists now because we would have known that. Everyone, they gave us the government we deserve. Meet the Deplorables, Infiltrating Trump America by Harmon Leon and Ted Rall. I recommend it. Go check it out on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Go to www.harmonleon.com for more information, and you can even see him perform live somewhere. Harmon, thank you for being a guest on today's show. This show will remain online if anyone wants to re-listen to it again or download it for listening later. Check out Harmon. Okay, Harmon, thank you for being a guest today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Nancy.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That was Harmon Leon. Go check out his book. Sounds really interesting. He takes a lot of risks there, too, so that's really the thing about it. All right, let's close
now,
out with this.
Remember,
my CDs are available on CD Baby.
Gam.
Nancy Lombardo.
Legs. Specifically,
I guess,
a lady.
Harmon?
Get a load of them gams on Louise. Her legs are like the stock market. They go up, 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 and up forever.
Spifflicated. Drunk.
We got spifflicated at the gin joint and wisely invested all of our money in the stock market, whose roaring performance will surely continue to the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
The cat meow. A person or thing that is extremely excellent.
America's economic performance is the cat's meow, I tell ya.
Giggle water. Any drink with alcohol.
Oh, God, I just lost everything. I'm ruined. I need me a giggle water, and quick.
Dewdropper, a young unemployed man who sleeps all day.
What malarkey. Now everyone will think I'm a no-good lollygagging dewdropper.
Applesauce, an expletive.
There are no jobs anywhere, and the trouble boys want me zapped. Oh, applesauce.
Clam, money.
How many clams can I get for selling my blood? I've got a whole trench coat covered in this stuff right here.
Big sleep, death.
Make my own big sleep. It sounds crazy, but I have nothing left to lose.
No one's onion. To be well informed on a subject matter.
This FDR fella sure seems to know one's onions. I'm sure he'll turn the economy around lickety-split.
Ducky. All right.
This new deal sure is ducky. And now that everyone recognizes the wisdom of long-term economic planning, the economy will be ducky forever.
Thank you for tuning in. This is What's the Buzz New York. Big kiss.